Lesser Spotted Journeys is back on the TV. You may have seen Strangford last week. Joe's working on it. He's actually in the studio. Morning, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I am good. Where are we heading this week?
Well, this week you're heading to Loophead in County Clare. And by sheer coincidence, the last time you and I were talking, you rang me when I was actually on my journeys. And guess where I was when you and I were talking? About a year ago in Loophead. Believe it or not. And I was gushing on the phone to you, Frank, you should see this place. It's all these cliff stacks and it's all these headlands and the big mountainous seas of the Atlantic and all the rest of it. And that's where I was. That's the last time you and I talked. And by sheer coincidence, it's on tomorrow night.
So there'll be amazing pictures, I would imagine.
It is one of the most extraordinary places, scenic-wise, I've ever been in. My son, Patrick, came back from there and he's one of these world travellers. He's been around the world and several times and he said, you want to see, I've been to the Grand Canyon, he said, and Ayers Rock and all these places. Loophead, he says, is up there with all of those places. And I thought, well, yeah, slight exaggeration, you know, the sort of enthusiasm of youth. And then when I went down to it, and especially with the light that we had there at that time, it is a really, truly spectacular place. And, just the scenery alone is reason to go there. But then you've all these other great stories as well. Because Loophead, I don't know if, what your geography is like. I had never been there before, by the way, I have to add this, because it was a new one for me. It stretches from a wee town called Kilkee right away down to Loophead Lighthouse at the mouth of the Shannon. So on the one side you have the Atlantic Ocean, all these big waves and wonderful shapes and rock formations and so on, and on the other side you have the Shannon River, which is a quieter kind of a place. Full of history, full of stories. And I actually went out, and you've heard, I'm sure, of a Galway hooker. You know, those famous ships that ploughed up and down the coast around there. Well, there are Shannon hookers. So I was actually on a Shannon hooker. They're trying to revive the old craft of making these things. These were turf boats initially. You know, they just ferried the turf up and down the Shannon and called on the various ports along the way. And they're really sturdy craft. So I was able to get on a remake of one. They're trying to bring them back to be as popular as the Galway hookers, you know. So that and the people that I met down there, you know, who are really proud of coming from this place. I don't know how they don't get up every morning and say, I'm really chuffed myself living here, because it is, you know, a spectacular place.
Do young people still want to live there, however? Because you get parts of Donegal that are breathtakingly beautiful and a 17-year-old say, I don't want to be here. It's very sad.
Yeah. No, you'll find the same pattern all over the country. And that's nothing to do with the particular places, obviously. Young people, I mean, I've just instance one, my own son, who wanted to travel around the world before settling down anywhere. You know, he's halfway around. He's still got the other half to do yet, you know, whenever he saves enough money up. It's hard to keep young people in places in small rural communities because the work is not there. But that is really why, I suppose, you have such strong local groups, like heritage groups and so on, promoting the place, because what they're concerned about, these are all people themselves who are rearing families there, and they want to create a future for themselves and for their youngsters as well when they grow up. And one of the big industries, the growing industry, the one reliable one, if you come from a place like Loophead, of course, is tourism. So you get a lot of people moving into that area, moving into that whole area of heritage and so on. But yes, it's still going to be a problem. It's the demographic in the countryside, as we all know, is it's really, you know, young to middle-aged people, and then you have a big gap to the elderly, and all of the post-teenagers and the 20-somethings all go elsewhere, go to the cities, go across the water, go travel around the world and so on.
And are you always on the lookout for characters and locations?
Every single place that we go to is different in some way, and it's our job, I suppose, to find out why each place is different. Wouldn't much point in us doing Lesser Spotted Journeys and showing you the same people or the same place every week. So yes, everywhere is different. Everywhere has its own unique history, its own unique geography, and its own unique characters, you know. And we're always on the lookout for people who belong to that place. And what I mean by that, I don't just mean they grew up there and so on, but they've a real feeling for it. You know, they've a passion for talking about it as well, because that's what's important as well. And also, and we're looking increasingly for people who know something about their area. I remember 20 years ago when we first started doing this, and you went out looking for information about a place and you were talking to local people. And yes, they might have known just a wee bit of this story, a wee bit of that story. Nowadays, it's extraordinary how well-versed people are in their own local history.